You're listening to YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. I've got a story today about Chicago. I live in Chicago, and I have a bias towards stories about my city of residence. But you know what Chicago has that every other large city in the United States has? A giant and complex school system, all part of the largest education system in the world. Chicago public schools are made up of 675 different schools from elementary to high school. 71 of those are charter schools. We've also got magnets, achievement academies, military academies, career academies, and the list goes on. With such a grand variety, students in Chicago's public system can decide where they want to go for high school. But the options might not be as open as they would hope. This is a story about students' motivations and the decision process they have in finding which institution style best fits them. However, these choices involve a lot of applications. Reporters Jerry Cruz and Allison Albrecht question how much a Chicago student has exactly in school choice from Y Press and Radio Art Day.
The Chicago public school system aims to educate 500,000 kids each year. At this time every year, 8th graders are choosing from career academies, neighborhood, charter, magnet, military, contract, and schools with selective enrollment. But with all these choices, are there really that many options?
What I wanted to do was just apply to as many schools as I can, so I wouldn't have to go to my neighborhood school, because that's, the neighborhood school is not good. So I just needed to be like more focused on school, otherwise I'd end up somewhere I don't want to be.
That's 16-year-old Eric Aguilera. For high school, he applied to 8 different schools, including Catholic and charter schools. In 8th grade, most Chicago public school students are given a book with all the city's public and charter high schools. Eric ended up enrolling in his last choice, the charter school, because of money concerns and low test grades. For 16-year-old Jocelyn Duran, her school decision was based on distance, size, and where she got accepted. Her parents did not know enough about choosing schools, so she got help from school counselors. Bruno Barron, the director of the Center of School Reform at Heartland Institute in Chicago, thinks there should be more of an open source network where kids who learn the curriculum quickly can move on pursuing their interests.
A base of education so that they understand the world around them, how it works, what goes on. You have to be able to read a certain amount of words and understand a certain amount of literature to understand the culture that you're living in. But yes, children should have much more of a say, along with their families, in the kind of education they want and the speed that they want to learn it.
Eric thinks his current school is just okay and wishes he had more say in the classes he takes.
The only thing that I see wrong about my school is that they don't give you any options at all. Like, they give you a set of classes and you have to go to them. Like, I had to take PE for 4 years. I had to take choir for 4 years. And Latin for 3 years, and I have no choice in any of that.
Sarah Karp, deputy editor at Catalyst, an education news magazine and a parent herself, says about only 15% of kids have a choice of what high school they can attend. She adds that part of the problem is space. One of her kids applied to 15 different charter schools and only got into one.
For every seat at Whitney Young, I think like 11,000 kids apply. I mean, and they have like 200 spots. Whitney Young is one of our, you know, best choice schools. It's a selective enrollment high school.
It is common for students to apply to a variety of schools before they find one that accepts them or has the room. Barron says one way to reform CPS's education problems is to streamline district management.
I think the solution would be, and the research indicates, that you want to get to school-based management. You want to empower a principal and hold him accountable. So here's your students, here's your budget, we're going to hold you accountable for your performance, and we're also going to empower you to find and retain and work with the best teachers. That's the system we need to be moving toward.
Jackson Potter, staff coordinator at the Chicago Teachers Union, offers another solution, saying the playing field needs to be leveled and low-income students should have the same education options. For Radio Arte, I'm Jerry Martinez. Allison Albrecht of Y-Press contributed to this report.
That was School Choice by Radio Arte reporter Jerry Cruz and Y-Press reporter Allison Albrecht. Radio Arte, a youth-run radio station in Chicago's southwest neighborhood of Pilsen, and Y-Press of Indianapolis, collaborated on a series of stories called Windy. Hard to say. The W is in parentheses. Get it? Windy for Chicago, Indy for Indianapolis. One four-part series, which includes this piece, School Choice, focuses on Chicago's school system. The other four-parter focuses on Indianapolis's diverse population. Special thanks to Colleen Udicy, Y Press's Hefe, who emailed me to suggest these stories. If there is a youth-produced feature you like, drop me an email, mollyadams@prx.org. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX, a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced audio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.